This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
He sings, plays piano, harmonica, and guitar while she paints. Every night they create art together with separate mediums as their form of living. While touring the country, Eric and Elizabeth stopped at the Acoustic Cafe in Winona to perform. Together, they are Pocket Vinyl and have released two albums, Protagonist and Monsters Talking, as well as a 7-inch, which was the world's first mini play. Robert Pack introduces us to the intriguing couple tonight on The Live Feed.
All right, you're listening to the Live Feed right here on KQAL. I'm Robert Pack, and right now we're talking to Pocket Vinyl. Can you introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in the band?
I'm Elizabeth Yantsevich. I am a live painter in Pocket Vinyl, so I do paintings on stage during our shows.
And my name is Eric Stevenson, and I play the piano and sing, and sometimes play harmonica.
Well, I guess the first question I have, what brought the two of you together too, and what came, or how did you create the idea of playing piano and singing and creating a painting at the exact same time?
Well, we were attracted to each other to begin with. started dating, and Eric was already, he's already doing music for a while, and he wanted to go on tour and take the act on the road, and we figured, since we like each other, we wanted to spend more time together, and I'm not musical at all, but I can paint, so we just decided to see if we could do it.
And yeah, I had never toured before either, so I wanted to do something. I booked maybe 4 weeks of dates and just around kind of like the Northeast, because we're from Connecticut originally. And I'm really glad because I actually, after that, I did tour a few by myself, and it's absolutely horrible. And so part of the reason too was that we just missed each other, and I didn't, you know.
Yeah, we just want to be together, basically.
Yeah, ultimately. Yeah.
Cool.
It's a story of love.
Cool. What is it about music that got you interested in the art form as opposed to painting, drawing, writing?
My parents forced me to take piano lessons until I was 18 years old. Thankfully, I believe when I was 16 or 17, I started liking it, and I really hated it for a lot of years. And actually, if you'll notice by my playing style, I just kind of hit the keyboard hard, and it kind of disguises my level of talent, in that it's very low, and if I hit it hard, the noise, in my mind anyway, distracts everybody from how bad I am. So I kind of learned through just some other people listening and stuff that hitting the piano hard is really fun. And I guess I don't know. I never, in terms of how it differs and why I didn't go into another art form, I guess I don't really know exactly, other than like it just appealed to me. Something about music that you can't like see it or touch it. Like it's a thing that's like real, but you can't. I mean, the only way you interact with it is just like taking it in, like even creating it. You're hitting something on the piano, and I guess that is great, but it's like not like a palpable thing that, you know, it comes out of speakers and stuff. And like, I find that interesting, but maybe I just found that interesting after the fact. And so, I mean, my parents just forced me to play piano until the point where I liked it, basically. That's just edit, so I say that.
Everybody, hi. I'm sorry to interrupt your conversations. My name is Eric, and this is Elizabeth. We're going to be playing some music and doing some art here. We're all the way from Connecticut on tour right now. What's going to happen is I'm going to play some songs. Elizabeth is going to be creating an entire painting between now and when we end our entire show at around 9 o'clock. If for whatever reason you like the painting and want to take it home with you, we auction it off to the highest bidder. There's a notebook on the table over here. You can just put your name and put a bid. And if you only put like 10 or 20 bucks and no one bids above you, you can get the painting for really cheap. We also accept credit card and other things too. But we understand that perhaps you probably didn't come to see us here tonight. But for whatever reason why you're here, I hope you enjoy the show. And thank you for just even being around. So, okay, well, we'll get started. And thanks.
Still keep shining, the creature commands. extra rations of grain. Thank you. listen for a smile.
Songs about death.
Step closer to
now turn it back to Robert Peck and his interview with Pocket Vinyl. You're listening to The Live Feed.
What got you interested in painting as an art form?
I always have been painting. I mean, I don't even know. My dad was a graphic artist for a while, and so we just always had art supplies around the house. And, I mean, I was homeschooled, and so, like, I didn't have, like, a social interaction, so it was just, like, this is something that I can do on my own. My parents tried to give me piano lessons, but I hated them, so I quit when I was, like, five.
I took art lessons from my brother.
Really?
Yeah, for a little bit, and I didn't really take
it. So yeah, like, painting was just something I could do.
I guess that's a weird question, because it kind of, like, is almost attached to people's personality or upbringing, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's like, so why do you have the voice that you have? It's like, I don't know, it just kind of happened, and, like,
yeah.
Sorry, so, I apologize, I can't give you more.
No, that's fine. Well, we'll ask both of you, and if whoever wants to answer first. How do you get to the creative process? What kind of topics do you write about? What kind of process do you use when it comes to writing a song?
I guess I don't really know. I know some musicians who, like, kind of just find something interesting and then force themselves to write about that. And some musicians who just try to write, like, a song a day on just whatever they can. I guess I just wait for the moment to kind of hit. I mean, there's some songs where I'll come up with the music, and then, like, 2 or 3 years later, I finally come up with the words for it. Sometimes it's a very long writing process for a lot of our stuff. I mean, more recently, we're actually going to hopefully be recording and releasing an album in the fall, which will be mostly around the two ideas of death and God and how they interact with each other. That's been something that I've really been thinking about and trying to search through. And just not from, like, an emo sad point of view, but, like, from a analytical, like, just curious point of view, just, like, what's death like? I really have no idea, and I'm just very curious about it. I mean, that's just something that's been more fascinating to me recently. And also, too, if there's two songs I've ever written that are love songs, because that's obviously a lot of people write about that, and usually if there's, like, some sort of topic that I find interesting that I feel like hasn't really been specifically written about, that makes me want to write about it more, just try to mine some new territory, I guess, in music. But
told me that I'm looking to success. Yes, to be patient. to please everyone.
My finger hit the strings key by accident. There's a whole last verse and everything where I scream and jump around and stuff a little bit, but my bad. I just kind of ruined that for everybody there.
We now turn it back to Robert Peck and his interview with Pocket Vinyl. You're listening to The Live Feed.
When it comes to painting, you're creating a new painting every night. Do you have the idea for the painting in your head, or does it just kind of, you just let whatever happens happen?
As of this year, like, we've been doing this for about 3 years now, I guess. As of January, I've started planning out my paintings. Before then, they were spontaneous. But I found that because they were spontaneous, because I had to make a lot of quick decisions on stage, I would usually tend to go back to some really safe painting, like stuff that I knew I could do already. And so my paintings were a lot similar, and I was just getting bored of them. And so as of January...
They were still awesome. They're just as good.
As of January, I changed the shape of the canvas. I used to do squares, and now I'm doing the rectangles. And I started sketching out my paintings beforehand. And I feel like by doing that, I can take bigger chances because I've already got the beginnings of the ideas that I want. And then when I'm on stage, I can execute them a lot more efficiently.
What kind of response do you guys get from the crowds? We have a good crowd going tonight. Is this kind of typical for you guys, or what kind of response do you get?
Wide range of different things. Like sometimes we play to just a couple people. Sometimes people don't pay attention at all. Sometimes we've got big crowds of very enthusiastic people. It depends on the place, I would say.
We're obviously still we're coming up on like 250 shows over the last few years, and we've been doing this almost full time for about 2 years, and we've started to notice that, like, yeah, we're starting to have like fans and like people come out. We've never played in the Nova before, and so we're just kind of obviously still very new to this area as of tonight. But we found that it's often most of the people there at most shows are those who happen to be there. But we've actually found that we've gotten a lot of fans just through that way. And there's something I think about our act that. I personally think it's like the paintings and stuff, but the people kind of stick around for and find really curious and find, like, I guess, engaged. I think that usually they're likely to kind of come sort of sign up on our email list or Facebook or something like that. I don't know. It's really hard to say. We're still kind of young in this game and still trying to figure it out. And so we just try to play as much as we can to whoever we can. But the response is almost. Even last night we only played to four people, but they all. Were paying attention, and they were all really kind of like enthusiastic about it. And I just think that something about, and I don't know what it is, but something about our act, we're good at just engaging folks, whoever they may be. And so hopefully that'll build. And it seems to have been, actually, when we return to play.
We're slowly building up families.
Yeah. Thank you.
your mother a touch that could make your stomach flutter, or was that just the road? A spiral climbs on the side of its back, wraps around the corner and picks up the slack. I follow my fingers on the homemade track, I'm bound to once they get down low. Oh, oh, oh. I feel sorry for you, sure, if your piano's never been out of tune. I feel sorry for you, sure, if your piano's never been out of
Turn now to an interview with Pocket Vinyl, hosted by Robert Pack. You're listening to The Live Feed.
I guess the final question that I have, if people want to get more information or learn more about you guys, where can they go?
Well, we're on practically every social media. We're on Twitter and Facebook and even Pinterest. It's just Pocket Vinyl.
It's a very Googled name.
Yeah, and PocketVinyl.com has all of our tour dates and most of our updates for tours and what's going on with us.
Yeah. Facebook, it's on email. We have free songs, you can download. There's a lot of great stuff on there. We have music videos, you can see every painting she's ever done. You can hear all our songs on Bandcamp. Yeah, we have like 12 music videos, documentaries, more than you care to know about us at this point. So go check that out. Hopefully the more you watch, the more you'll care.
Yeah, that would do it. Anything you want to add?
No.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Feeling good about this.
Challenged evil to a fight, watching there were masks on the side. We all made the paper reunite. A group of children entered from the light, circling around somebody. Walk from this dream as I cried. They were in the wrong hands this time.
A big thank you goes out to Eric and Elizabeth for joining us on the live feed. More information on Pocket Vinyl can be found at www.pocketvinyl.com and on Facebook. You've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.